and gold, gold, gold. Better listen for me, he's low, low, low. Hey, good girl, you got a heart of gold. You want a white wedding and a hand you can hold, just like a should girl, like every good girl does. Want a fairy tale ending, somebody to love. But he's really good at lying, yeah, he'll leave you in the dust. 'Cause when he says forever, well, it don't mean much. Hey, good girl, so good for him. Better back away, honey, you don't know where he's been. Why you gotta be so blind? Won't you open up your eyes? Just a matter of time, so you'll find he's no good, girl, no good for you. You better get to getting on your goodbye shoes and go. No good for you. You better get to getting on your goodbye shoes.
Real Country 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Townsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Colorado, eight people are recovering after what police call a targeted attack on a Jewish group gathering in support of freeing hostages in Gaza. Police say the suspect used a makeshift flamethrower into the crowd and that the suspect allegedly yelled "Free Palestine" during that attack. Boulder police stopping short of calling the attack terrorism. The FBI is calling it that. ABC News contributor and former FBI agent Brad Garrett says the definition of a terror attack could apply.
I think the simplistic term, it's a hate crime. I'm not sure why the Boulder police are not calling it that, but this looks like a case that I'm going to guess the FBI will probably take the lead.
Two victims remain in critical condition. Lawmakers back on Capitol Hill. The Senate scheduled to begin debate on the sweeping reconciliation package already passed by the House. And in New York, Sean Diddy Combs' former personal assistant returned to the witness stand today at the former music mogul's sex trafficking trial. This is ABC News. With hurricane season underway, something new for those who may be affected and in the path.
Starting this year, the National Hurricane Center will give people the projected storm track 72 hours in advance, up from the current 48 hours, a whole extra day to prepare or evacuate. The National Weather Service tells Axios that they're also in the process of mapping the entire country to help people visualize what flooding will look like in their area. They tried it last year in Nashville and say it led to a hospital being evacuated before it flooded during Hurricane Helene. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
The mayor of Tulsa, Oklahoma, now proposing a $100 million reparations package. It would be a private trust aimed at repairing the impact of the 1921 Tulsa race massacre. That's when a white mob killed up to 300 black people in a thriving community nicknamed Black Wall Street. Much of the funding would go toward revitalizing the city's north side. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
The Home Depot has fast, free delivery on the perfect gift to help Dad do more this Father's Day. Because Dad is more than just a dad. He's groundskeeper of the yard, the perfecter of the patio, and the cleaner of the clippings. Power Dad's doing with Ryobi cordless outdoor power tools from the Home Depot. Like the Ryobi 40-volt string trimmer kit for $159. For everything Dad is, find the perfect gift at the Home Depot. Subject to availability, see homedepot.com/delivery for more details.
It's Macy's Friends and Family Sale, which means if you're shopping for summer, you can get insider deals on our best brands, even ones that aren't usually on sale, like an extra 30% off Hugo Boss, Calvin Klein, Levi's, and more. Plus, get 15% off beauty and fragrance. And with Father's Day just around the corner on June 15th, it's a great time to shop for Dad. Stop by Macy's and walk out with a perfect gift. Don't miss Friends and Family, starting tomorrow, only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We will have a little more of that smoky haze in the air today, otherwise partly cloudy, warm, and breezy. We'll get to the upper 80s for a high this afternoon. Scattered thunderstorms tonight and again tomorrow, and there could be some locally heavy rain of a half inch to an inch or more. High tomorrow in the low 70s. You can get faster internet and pay a whole lot less with Whole Home Connect. Call today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 77.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newport. The trial of a Milwaukee man accused in the death and dismemberment of a young woman continues today. We get more from Ted Allen.
Friday's testimony focused on the discovery of body parts of 19-year-old Sade Robinson in a Milwaukee park just a block away from where her car was set on fire. Robinson's remains were found in several locations around Milwaukee County. The prosecution is working to tie 34-year-old Maxwell Anderson to the burning of the car and the discovery in the park. Anderson is charged with killing and dismembering Robinson following a date in April of last year. He also faces counts of arson and hiding a corpse.
Had to jump from a porch to escape the flames. Another building. Two people were injured and 36 displaced after a pair of fires in Milwaukee at two different apartment buildings. Both happened on Sunday. Both of those apartment buildings were not required to have sprinklers. I'm Raymond Newport. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Welcome to Home Sweet Home from Compere Home, discussing the ins and outs of rural property financing.
The biggest thing is going to be increasing the functionality of your home. You know, you'll have a lot of bedrooms and maybe only one bathroom. Adding a bathroom could be a really high impact improvement. Updating those bathrooms as well as kitchens in anyone's home, really. So they're really top priorities. Adding square footage, if you've got an unfinished basement that you can turn into usable living space, bedroom, bathroom, family room, anything else down there that could definitely add use and increase value. Keep records of anything you do and the cost of things. That really helps us kind of reflect on any of those improvements. And maintenance is generally just a very good point too. You know, everybody wants to have a generally move-in ready property. They don't want to have to come in and replace all the flooring or paint everything and that kind of stuff.
Listen to the full podcast at compere.com/homesweethome.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see: JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News This Hour being brought to you by Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, 24/7 at West Wisconsin Telecom. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. SFB, Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, and the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. One person is dead after a UTV versus truck crash in Wabasha County Saturday. According to the Wabasha County Sheriff's Department, the accident happened near 31583 County Road 67 when a truck driven by 34-year-old Jeffrey Tim collided with a UTV driven by 24-year-old Skylar Helgeson. Helgeson was pronounced dead at the scene. That accident is still under investigation. The new Durand Farmers Market will start later this month. The market will be open on Monday afternoons and into the evening at Memorial Park. Duran Mayor Patrick Millard says there'll be vendors and food trucks at the market.
We already have a number of folks signed up, and we've got different vendors, plus, of course, some food trucks and those types of things. As we get closer, we get the things, we should be promoting it more on exactly what we're all going to see there.
The market will start on June 16th at Memorial Park. UW Eau Claire has a new police chief. Amanda Carrier was named the new chief last week. Carrier has been in a leadership role with the department over the past 4 years and has been serving as acting chief since February after the retirement of former chief Jay Dobson. Carrier has been with the department for 13 years and is a 2009 UW Eau Claire graduate with a degree in criminal justice. One person was arrested after a hit-and-run accident between a UTV and a Polk County Sheriff's Department's squad car on Sunday. According to the Polk County Sheriff's Department, a deputy was traveling on Highway 35 when the squad was hit in the driver's side by a UTV, which then fled the scene. The UTV driver was located and arrested for hit-and-run and suspicion of driving a vehicle while intoxicated. You're listening to WRDN News.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit adventhealth.com.
A Dunn County man has been arrested and charged with possession of child pornography. 33-year-old Saul Perez of Colfax was arrested after a search of Perez's home, where authorities found images and videos of suspected child porn on Perez's phone. Perez has a cash bond of $10,000 set. His next court appearance is set for July 10th. Residents of the Chippewa Valley will have the opportunity to have their voices heard in a survey about a new train service planned between Eau Claire and the Twin Cities. The West Central Wisconsin Rail Coalition is conducting the survey to ask residents how they think the train should operate. Questions include preferred departure and return times, as well as how much people would be willing to pay for parking. That survey is open until June 10th. Goodhue County is one of several Minnesota counties that are now on a federal government list of sanctuary jurisdictions. The list, compiled by the Department of Homeland Security, said that Goodhue County and the other counties are defying federal immigration law. The list was created by an executive order to identify sanctuary jurisdictions, which are determined by factors such as compliance with federal law enforcement, information restrictions, and legal protections for illegal aliens. Protesters assembled for a rally at the Wisconsin Capitol over the weekend regarding potential Medicaid cuts. Protesters on Saturday demand that Governor Evers veto any budget that doesn't include Medicaid expansion. This comes after the U.S. House passed a bill to cut funding to Medicaid. Wisconsin grocers have concerns about the future of the federally funded food share program. Mike Semen is president of the Wisconsin Grocers Association.
They're concerned about the level of SNAP, which in Wisconsin we call food share, the potential cuts, and the impact it's going to have on consumers in Wisconsin. We're taking a close look at what that might mean for the grocery industry, and there's a long way to go on this bill, but they're concerned about what that might mean for the state of Wisconsin.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services reports food share benefits 700,000 residents. Simmons says that makes it financially viable to keep stores open in some communities, and that without additional federal or state support, some may not survive. You're listening to WRDN News.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're proud to invest in the future of our communities. This year, we awarded $20,000 worth of scholarships to students across 8 school districts in our service area. These amazing students are going places, and 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is honored to support their journey. From all of us at 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, congratulations, class of 2025. Your future is bright, and we're proud to be a part of it.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources wants residents to participate in this year's Great Wisconsin Bat Count. The effort's meant to help wildlife experts gauge the state's bat population. Volunteers are asked to count bats between June 6th and 8th, and then again between July 18th and 20th. The two counts help estimate the number of bat pups that have begun flying. More details can be found at the Wisconsin Bat Program website. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
I learned a lot of life lessons from my dad.
He's been there my entire life, and he's been a great example of what a father should be.
He always embraced and taught me to be a cowboy.
Dad has the weight of the world on his shoulders.
The guy is extremely talented and very knowledgeable.
He's a good man and a strong man who's not afraid to do what he needs to do for his family.
It ain't easy every day, and he dang sure made it look easy.
And I'll always be thankful for that.
Boo Barn, keep west.
Progressive knows there are some surprisingly expensive things in life, like fences. A house with a big yard and a white picket fence was always the dream. But then you saw the price to install a fence and you're wondering if the color is driving the price up. Nobody ever dreams of a beige or a gray picket fence, right? So maybe those fences are cheaper. But no, they're not. Then you remember that switching your home and auto to Progressive could save you hundreds and make all your dreams of a fence come true. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We will have a little more of that smoky haze in the air today, otherwise partly cloudy, warm, and breezy. We'll get to the upper 80s for a high this afternoon. Scattered thunderstorms tonight and again tomorrow, and there could be some locally heavy rain of a half inch to an inch or more. High tomorrow in the low 70s. You can get faster internet and pay a whole lot less with Whole Home Connect. Call today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 77.
UW-Whitewater squaring off against Rowan University in the NCAA Division III baseball tournament this afternoon. I'm Bill Scott with sports. A win would send the Warhawks to the championship round. Brewers open a three-game series against the Cincinnati Reds at Great American Ballpark tonight. Aaron Savalier gets the nod for the Brewers. Brady Singer goes for the Reds. Brewers have won 7 straight. Former Brewers ace Corbin Burns, after signing a 6-year, $210 million deal with Arizona, left his start on Monday and is set to get an MRI to examine the severity of his elbow injury. Diamondbacks fear a serious injury. In 11 starts this season, Burns has a 2.66 ERA. The Packers' second week of OTAs are underway. They're working out today and again Tuesday and Thursday before their mandatory minicamp next week. Quest for an NBA championship starts on Thursday. Oklahoma City playing host to Indiana in Game 1 of the NBA Finals. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney or if I look like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare without me being an attorney. And I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call, and you will not talk to an attorney. And I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-714-9090. 800-714-9090. 800-714-9090.
Blaney's on top in Music City. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Start your engines. Start the countdown. Start getting excited. June 19th through the 22nd, Salem's 6 Hours at the Glen races back into Watkins Glen International for the ultimate start to summer. Be here for nearly 24 hours of on-track excitement throughout the weekend as IMSA's top drivers go head-to-head on one of the most picturesque courses in racing. Start making your plans. It's Salem's 6 Hours of the Glen. Get your tickets at theglen.com today.
Welcome.
This ought to get pretty wild here.
To more where that came from.
Go get it done.
More fresh starts.
Green, 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 green.
And fantastic finishes. More risk.
Double turn number three.
More reward. More chaos.
Down.
More chills.
Oh,
and more thrills.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Welcome to more what you asked for. And a whole lot more to come.
Let's go.
Welcome to NASCAR. The NASCAR Cup Series brought to you by Xfinity in Michigan. Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern on Prime Video.
Ryan Blaney became the ninth different winner of the NASCAR Cup Series season, dominating last night's Cracker Barrel 400 at the Nashville Super Speedway in Tennessee. Blaney led a race-high 139 of 300 laps to claim his first win of the season and became the third and final driver to get a victory of the season for Team Penske, joining teammates Joey Logano and Austin Cindric. The win ensures Blaney a spot in the 16-driver playoff field later this season. Carson Hocevar finished second, tying his best career finish with his Spire Motorsports team, as Hocevar is 22nd in the championship standings. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Protect your vegetable crops from bugs by giving them something else to munch on. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Trap cropping can be complicated, but once you find the right system, it's very effective as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Probably familiar with companion planting in the garden, where two or more species of plants are in close proximity to each other to provide natural pest control. For example, collards planted around cabbage have been shown to protect the cabbage from the diamondback moth. Annette Wislacki is a commercial vegetable extension specialist at the University of Tennessee. She's working on a research project with 10 states to keep the brown marmorated stink bug away from pepper plants. They've planted hybrid grain sorghum and sunflowers around the peppers as a trap crop, hoping the bugs will prefer those and stay away from the peppers. However, she says for any trap cropping system to work, you first have to know the enemy.
Know the biology of your insect species, because you want to make sure that you're trapping it and you know what you're trapping for, because these plants might be good for one insect and not another insect. So if you know you have one particular problem, trap crops can work pretty well. But if you have multiple pest species, that's when they get a little trickier.
Wislacki says trap crops can be planted around the cash crop or integrated within it. But timing is another key for success.
It's going to depend on both crops that you're using, but you want your trap crop to be most attractive to your pest species at the time that your cash crop needs the protection. So generally you would plant the trap crop first so it will be flowering, and then you would come back in and plant your cash crop so it's going to be not as far along and not as attractive.
It's critical that you maintain the integrity of the trap crop for as long as you need it. If the pests find an open door, they'll march right in. Learn more about trap crops and how they work at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Are you worried about your taxes? Okay, so I'm talking to those of you out there that have not filed in a few years with the IRS or state. It's time to get worried, and here's why. The IRS is getting back from their own COVID lockdown, and they're hiring more enforcers, and they're going to come after people that owe taxes. So if you're a 1099 worker, and maybe you just plain forgot to file your taxes, you need to call the professionals right now at the Tax Helpline. They are experts at knowing the tax regulations, and their goal is to help you pay as little as possible. Call right now and get a 100% free tax evaluation. Remember, before the IRS knocks on your door, knock on our door. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, make this free call right now.
Call Taxes 321 now at 800-808-9443. 800-808-9443. That's 800-808-9443.
AD in downtown Durant. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, June milk down 4 to 1913, July up 22 to 1976, August up 19 to 1971, September up 7 at 1950. Cheese markets, barrels steady at 187, 40-pound blocks up 3 quarters to 195 and a half. 4 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 3 and a half to 251. 26 trades on the day. Grady non-fed dry milk steady at 128 and 3 quarters, 1 trade. Dry whey down 3 quarters to 56 and a half, 7 trades on the day. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets have triple-digit gains today, being fueled by the strong fundamental footing that the market does possess. Last week, southern live cattle traded $2 to $3 higher on the cash side. Northern dressed were $8 higher, and that is all continuing to help support the markets. Beef demand continues to be strong, and that is helping to again support live and feeder cattle markets. It's impressive to see the hog complex mostly higher once again today, as last Friday the market broke substantially higher. Yet again today, traders are advancing the contracts higher once again. Pork demand was a strong influence on last week's higher trend. It'll be important for the market to receive that again this week if the trade does keep up with the higher climb. Now, it looks like pork cutout values, however, today are slightly lower. That's pressuring at least the nearby month. June live cattle up $1.12 to $2.1660. August up $1.67 to $2.1102. October up $1.57 to $2.0897. August feeder cattle up $3.12 to $3.0195. September up $3.17 to $300.87. October up $3.05 to $2.9875. June hogs down 37 cents to 100.95. July up 12 cents to 105.05. August up 92 cents to 105.95. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn and wheat are moving, or wheat rather is moving now mostly higher due to the big escalation in fighting between Russia and Ukraine. Black Sea and European wheat markets are also higher to start the week. That's also helping to support the markets. Now, winter wheat has some concern. More rain forecast ahead of the harvest. That could increase disease pressure. Corn and soybean prices, they're moving up mostly lower on concerns that the U.S. and China are not making progress in trade talks. And that is helping to provide some pressure in the markets, along with that favorable weather for the corn and bean crops. July corn down 3 to 441. September down 3/4 to 422.5. New crop down 1 to 437.5. July beans down 5 3/4 to 1036. August down 6.5 to 1030.25. And September down 7.5 to 1010.5. New crop down 7 3/4 to 1019. July soybean meal down $1.80 to $2.94.50. July soybean oil down 45 cents to 46.44. Chicago wheat, July and September both up 6.25. July at 5.40.25. September at 5.54.5. Minneapolis wheat, July up 1.5 to 6.27. September up 1 3/4 to 6.39. Energy markets sharply higher today. July crude oil up 2.41 to 63.20. August up 2.32 to 62.11. Meanwhile, July gas up 5 cents to 2.06. August up 6 cents to 2.04. Join Chip Fleury for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. There's no set time to begin a farm transition between generations. We'll explain coming up.
Hey, got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers. The Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Retirement is something that's usually celebrated with parties and congratulations, but in farming, it doesn't quite go like that. There are a few reasons for this, but the main one is the question of identity. If you're not a farmer, then who are you? That question typically delays farm transitions and succession planning. Wesley Tucker, a farm transition specialist at the University of Missouri Extension Service, says losing their farmer identity can be tough.
I would just describe it as the farmer is their identity. That's how they identify as a farmer. And so it is very difficult for a farmer to what we consider retire, because they lose their identity with that. And so it's very, very common for farmers to hold on to very strongly the control of the operation, as well as the ownership of the operation, until they die, because they want to farm until they die, essentially.
He says the older family member is still a farmer, just in a different role.
I work a lot on helping them understand that they are still a farmer. They are still vitally important. They're actually probably more important in the role of a coach or a mentor to the next generation than they are whenever they are calling all the shots. So as we work through a plan for farm succession, we talk about those changing roles, how the younger generation takes on a little bit larger role and a little bit larger role over time. And the older generation still has a very vital role and their identity is still secure as a farmer, but their role is changing. And so they transition to more supporting the next generation and helping them be successful rather than focusing on their own success.
Tucker talks about when transition needs to take place.
I like to say that farm succession starts when you give your kids their very first set of chores. How do you give them that set of chores? Do you tell them exactly what they have to do and do you micromanage them and complain when they don't do it the way you would do it? Or do you tell them what you expect them to accomplish, give them a little bit of guidance, and then set them loose to figure out and problem solve how to do it on their own? So it really is what we call a gradual process, right? From the time your kids are very young till the time that they are 60 or 70 themselves, the role are changing. I don't know that I could say it's at exactly 40 or 50 or 60 or what. I don't know that I could say, because it's going to be a little bit different for every family.
That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
Hey, gut yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers. The Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. 365 agriculture and related groups have sent a letter calling on Congress to enact the Agricultural Labeling Uniformity Act, a bipartisan bill that the group says is needed to protect access for farmers and the public to safe, well-regulated pesticides. The groups, which represent millions of pesticide users from farmers to scientists and mosquito control to public land managers, say the legislation would reaffirm and clarify longstanding provisions in federal pesticide law regarding labeling requirements. Since the 70s, the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act has contained provisions that prevent states from imposing labeling requirements in addition to or different from federal requirements. Yet the groups warned in the letter that recent state labeling requirements, quote, directly and unjustifiably contradict EPA scientific findings on public safety, unquote. They say the actions risk creating an unworkable, inconsistent patchwork of state pesticide labels that could quickly disrupt commerce and access to the much-needed tools. President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency has silently updated the lease termination lists on its wall of receipts, and USDA offices have been majorly impacted. In March, the wall of receipts listed nearly 750 government office lease terminations planned as part of the DOGE agenda to, quote, maximize governmental efficiency and productivity, unquote. Now the number of listed offices is less than 500, and a large chunk of the offices no longer listed are those of USDA agencies. One of the USDA offices no longer listed is the Hendersonville Farm Service Agency office in North Carolina. Two sources familiar with the office confirmed a change in the office lease status last week, one saying the lease had been renewed. This all comes in the midst of Elon Musk's reported departure from the Trump administration. Comparing the current DOGE list, more than 70 USDA agency offices have been quietly removed from the wall of receipts. Over half are FSA and Natural Resource Conservation Service offices, which often work most closely with farmers. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins announced the release of congressionally mandated emergency livestock relief program payments to cover grazing losses due to eligible drought or wildfire events in 23 and or 24. The USDA's Farm Service Agency will leverage existing livestock forage disaster program data to streamline payment calculations and expedite relief. Emergency relief payments are automatically issued for producers who have an approved LFP application on file for 2023 and/or 2024, and they do not have to contact USDA to receive the payments. The Department of Agriculture is stepping up to support livestock producers by expediting disaster payments when drought and wildfires strike. The Des Moines region is now home to the first above-ground B99 fueling pump, an action that was celebrated last Thursday by leaders in the biofuel, trucking, and soybean industries. Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Nag said the new pump, which allows certain semi-trucks to fill up with a 99% biodiesel blended fuel, shows a completion of the agriculture supply chain from the field to the biofuel refineries and now into a truck. Every time I see this or think of an infrastructure investment, I just know that there's more demand pulling through, and that what ultimately means is more demand for the things that we grow, Nag said. It adds value every single step throughout the chain. The pump is located at a pilot fuel station in Urbandale near the intersection of Douglas Avenue and I-35, and for now will be used primarily by PepsiCo trucks, which are equipped to utilize the fuel. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Explore scenic back roads and immerse yourself in nature's spring artistry on the Spring Fresh Art Tour. 47 artists who call this area home invite you to enjoy a self-guided tour of 27 studios and galleries along Lake Pepin and throughout the countryside of Buffalo, Pepin, and Pierce counties. The Fresh Art Tour is June 5th, 6th, and 7th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. Find the tour map and artist information at their website, freshart.org. See you on the tour.
Expect a warm day today in our ag weather forecast with strong southwest winds reaching 25 to 35 miles an hour. Now, widespread showers and thunderstorms, though, are expected to develop later today and into tomorrow as a cold front approaches from the west. Cooler temperatures than are expected for the rest of the week. Partly sunny throughout the day today. Patchy smoke. We'll have highs from 85 to 90. Relative humidities at 36 to 41%. South winds at 11 to 16, gusting to 25. We'll see about 11 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy early, then becoming cloudy with a 70% chance of showers and storms late. Lows 59 to 64. Relative humidities at 93 to 98%. Southwest winds at 8 to 13, anywhere from 3/10 to a half inch of precipitation possible. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and storms throughout the day. Highs 62 to 67. Relative humidities at 67 to 72%. Northwest winds at 6 to 11, anywhere from 3/4 to 1 inch of precipitation expected. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, high 75 to 80. Thursday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, high 75 to 80. Friday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, high 70 to 75. Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of rain, high 75 to 80. And for Sunday, partly sunny, with rain likely and highs 75 to 80.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Well, any man of
you better say, I like it like that, yeah. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, yeah, 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 like you got away. Any man of mine better walk the line, better show me a tease and squeeze and please and kind of time.
In the sand, cold drink chilling in my right hand, watching you sleep in the evening light, resting up for a long, long night. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling all right. When the sun sinks down over the water, everything hotter when the sun goes down, yeah.
All day long, just taking it easy, laying in a hammock where it's nice and breezy, and sleeping off the night before, 'cause when the sun goes down, we'll be back for more.
Sun goes down, we're feeling all right.
When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down.
Guitar and my dark sunglasses.
This sweet concoction is smooth as molasses.
Nothing to do but breathe all day until the big moon rises and it's time to play. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling all right.
When the sun sinks down,
sinks down
over the water,
everything gets hot.
outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 820 and 420 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
It's supposed to hurt. It's a broken heart. But the moving on is the hardest part. Comes in waves, the letting go, but the memory fades. Everybody knows, everybody knows. What if I'm trying, but then I close my eyes and then right back, lost in that last goodbye. What if time doesn't do what it's supposed to?
From now, and I meet someone, and it's working out. Every now and then, he can see right through. 'Cause when I look at him, yeah, all I see is you.
What if I'm trying, but then I close my eyes, and then I'm right back, lost in that land.
Walking in all your glory, I thought you were perfect for me. I was out of my mind. Looked like I was winning. It was the best love I'd ever been in. Just when we were beginning, the end, you left me behind. And I was looking forward to a happy ending. So much for pretending. It could have been beautiful if I'd only met you.
much for pretending.
Go ahead, sing along.
You know the words.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
You got a cousin who's telling you something that doesn't have nothing to do with the loving that we're in. Baby, here she's saying this game we're playing should be complicated. If you want, I said I think she's crazy. Cause love don't have to be a bunch of drama, bunch of knockdown dragouts crying in the rain. It's all right to keep it light now, mama, don't you think? If we're having such a good time together, loving you is fun. It's fun. I'm walking around all over this town, 10 feet off the ground. So happy I found you, baby. I love it. There's no self-help book on your shelf. You know too well they're trying to sell you something for nothing. Cause love don't have to be a bunch of drama, bunch of knockdown dragouts crying in the rain. It's all right to keep it light now, mama, don't you think? We're having such a good time together and it's only just begun. My heart's never smiled so hard, baby. Loving you is fun. Love don't have to be a bunch of drama, bunch of knockdown dragouts crying in the rain. It's all right to keep it light now, mama, don't you
at us.
look at me. And what?